I frankly ignore any poll that I see of national sentiment because the only sentiment that really matters is in the battleground states. I live in California. The Democrat is going to win the state of California, period. Doesn't matter who it is. In Wyoming, the Republican is going to win. Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, and that's
And
how it is
so,
in South Carolina too.
yeah.
Yeah.
And so the value of your vote depends on where you live. And if you are a Republican in California, your vote for president quite literally does not count. If you are a Democrat in Wyoming, your vote for president quite literally does not count. Your vote counts only if you are in a battleground state, which is defined as more or less 50-50. And that's where the candidates devote the vast majority of their energy, trying to get a few more votes here or a few more votes there can tip the balance because we have this ridiculous system called winner take all. 48 out of the 50 states have a winner take all system. And so if you get, I'm not sure it even has to be a majority, even a plurality, you get 100% of the electoral votes. To go back to the idea of let the people decide, let the people vote. If it were our decision to make who the president is, Donald Trump would never have gotten in the White House in the first place.
That's
The
true.
American people have voted against him twice. One time, enough of them lived in the right places to keep the Electoral College from handing it to him.
My wife says to me, "Why should I vote? It's the Electoral College that's going to elect this guy." How do you answer that question?
Her vote matters only if she lives in the right place.
Yeah.
My vote in California does not matter. If however, you live in one of those battleground states like Michigan or Pennsylvania or whoever the current ones are, Georgia, then your vote counts very much because you, my friend, are voting on steroids.
Yeah.
Your vote counts for exponentially more than mine does. Why? Because the Constitution created this cockamamie thing called the Electoral College
Yeah.
that no generation has ever had the wherewithal to abolish.